Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Sadies, I'd like to thank all of you for coming tonight to Lee's Palace. We're called the Sadies, and we're big on the record tonight. We're really glad all of you could be a part of it. We're going to get started right now.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, here for you, playing you a couple hours of great music. And we're doing things a little different this week. Things took a dramatic turn this week, unfortunately. So today's show is going to be a little bit different than what you normally hear. If you're tuning in for the folky singer-songwriters or the cheesy, slick girl pop, you're probably in the wrong place this week. Come back next week. We'll play that crap for you again. This week, we're basking in the glory of a guy named Dallas Good, who passed away unexpectedly, tragically, on Thursday, I guess. And, you know, Dallas Good, you know him from the Sadies. You've seen the Sadies. Hopefully you've seen the Sadies. If you haven't seen the Sadies, then, man, what can I tell you? What can I tell you about the Sadies except to play a whole bunch of their great music? And thank the great Dallas Good for all the incredible shows that I got to see over the years. And, of course, the Sadies, Dallas Good and Travis Good, brothers, second-generation music superstars. Their dad and uncles, the Good Brothers, had a great career and laid the foundation for these guys. But, the old guys, they're more a country kind of bluegrass, folky kind of a thing. And, well, the kids, they're... They've got all that in there. They've got a solid basis in the country and the folk and the roots and the bluegrass and all that stuff. But they were the world's greatest rock and roll band. There's just no other way to describe it. So Dallas and Travis, along with Sean Dean on bass and Mike Bolitsky, the Snake on drums. They were around for 25 years or so, I guess, and put out a whole bunch of great records and made a ton of friends. And we're going to hear a lot from Dallas Good and his friends today on the program. And hopefully you'll enjoy celebrating the life and career of the unbelievable Dallas Good. So we're not going to do much else today just because there's so much great music I want to get to. But I do want to tell you, and hopefully I'll remember to do it again later, to support our friends at CKUW, CKUW Fund Drive going on right now, CKUW.ca. And the folks over at CKUW reliant very heavily on your support to keep things running. They've been doing great work over there for more than 20 years. Some of my very favorite shows are on over there, and I'm a passionate supporter and longtime enjoyer of the things over there, especially our good friend Sean Burns. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesdays on Boots and Saddle. I used to have another favorite show over there on CKUW on Wednesday nights, but it's been canceled in favor of the I'm on Fire tribute show, which has taken over. I listened to Boots and Saddle this week. Not one version of I'm on Fire. So guess who got my donation? I'm just kidding. I might throw. I'm thinking of donating $101.50 to the Twang Trust. Just so that I can refuse to come in at the I'm on Fire level. I think that's what I'm going to do. So check it out, ckuw.ca. Support them. Good folks doing good work and playing great music. And, you know, unfortunately playing a whole lot of I'm on Fire. But, you know, anyways, let's get back to it. Let's play something from the Sadies. We started off the show with something from their live record. I don't like live records. I think live records are kind of stupid. They tend to be just noisy and annoying. There are very few live records to me that are absolutely essential in an artist's catalog. The Sadies are one of the rare exceptions. Their In Concert Volume 1, which is a double disc, is absolutely incredible. And you need to have it, especially. Well, I guess it doesn't really matter. If you saw the Sadies, you know how great the show is and you want to relive it. If you didn't see the Sadies, then you need to know what you missed out on and you need to check it out. And we started off today with the first couple of little things on that record, and we'll come back to that record. But we played a song called Cheat there. That was from the Sadies' first record, and here's another one from that record as well. We'll go directly to the record, not the live version, where we... Tell Her Lies and Feed Her Candy, featuring Dallas Good. This is the Sadies on Tell a Band to Go Home.
I met a little girl from the state of Arkansas. Her name, it was Brandy. Well, I wanted her love, so I asked her pa. He said, tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy.
the end of the bar. Buddy, better stay there. Now don't be a fool. Well, I'd rather have a hot seat and sing, sing prison, than to sit down beside her on that stool. What's that you say? I guess you're right. It's nothing to me. Made him do. I know there's been some carrying on. Yeah, baby, you're wearing that love thong look. Shoot, 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 shoot. Baby, you're wearing that love thong look. Shoot, 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 shoot. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye.
A Love Done Look from 2001's Tremendous Efforts. That's the Sadies, along with Greg Keeler from the from Blue Rodeo, longtime friend and collaborator and fan and supporter of the band. They were super tight, those guys, and that was probably that must have been my introduction to the Sadies, to be honest with you, and I probably heard it on the Twang Trust for the first time, to be honest with you. I remember going to get that record and just being blown away by this thing, and man, it's still a great record 21 years later. Tremendous Efforts. From 1999's Pure Diamond. Wait, what did we hear there? So that was Love Done Look. We also heard, the Ridge Runner Rag. Man, that's a fun one always with Dallas and Travis kind of speeding each other up and having fun with that one in concert. Before that, from the album Pure Diamond Gold, we heard It's Nothing to Me, Rat Creek, and 16 Mile Creek. All from that record. That's the great thing about the Sadies. They've got so many records, but all their records have a bunch of like 20 songs on them, but the record is only 36 minutes long. Check your Sadies record. I guarantee it's like 36 minutes long. So we can fit a lot of songs in. And we heard off Precious Moments, Tell Her Lies and Feed Her Candy, and that leads us up to 2002 and an album called Stories Often Told. And this is around the time when I started going to see the Sadies. And forgive me if you read this story on Facebook the other day, but at the time I was hosting Free Range Radio here on UMFM with my idol Howard Manshine, and he would have all these incredible guests either on the phone or in the studio. And we had arranged, the Sadies were playing that night at the Pyramid, and Howard had arranged for the Sadies to come in the studio on their way to the gig. But they were running late, as bands often do, and it was looking like they weren't going to make it. And, Howard never really enjoyed it when people didn't make it. But they managed to swing by the studio kind of on their way, and they just kind of pulled up in the loop, and the van door flew open, and out jumped Paul O'Coin. Now, Paul O'Coin is this vibraphone player, amazing guy, and he was kind of touring as a side guy at the time, and Paul runs up the steps and comes in the studio to do the interview. Now, Paul's not even in the Sadies. He's not actually a member of the band, so sending him to do an interview about the Sadies seemed, seemed like a strange choice. Let's put it that way. But Paul was a super nice guy and did a great job. We kind of wanted to talk to Dallas or Travis, obviously. But the funny thing is, those guys, I don't know if they would have been as great anyway, because, not always the greatest conversationalists, that's for sure. So they took off to go to sound check, and so Paul stayed to do the thing, and then he needed a ride to the gig. So I drive Paul after the show. I drive Paul down to the Pyramid, and Paul says, "Hey, come on in, come say hi to the guys and meet everybody and whatever." So I did. And, they insisted on giving me a record, and everybody signed it, and it was just it was really nice and really lovely. And then as I was leaving, they were like, "Are you coming to the show tonight?" And I don't know if I had a ticket. I probably didn't, to be honest with you. I said, "Oh yeah, I think I am." And they said, "Well, why don't you host for us? Why don't you introduce us tonight?" And I was like, "Okay." But at the time, if you ask me to introduce your band now, no problem. I'm on it. I got it. It's no problem. I've been doing it for years. But at the time, maybe I'd done it once. Maybe I'd introduced Nathan somewhere before. So I didn't have a clue what I was doing. And it's the only time I've ever been on stage at the Pyramid, I'm sure. And you know, not exactly a listening room. So it was a bit of an intimidating endeavor for sure. But also notable that night, Nathan was the first band on, actually, and I loved the Nathan. I'd, you know, gotten to know the Nathan already by this point, and it was Carrie Latimer's birthday. And so I made this joke about everybody buying Carrie drinks for her birthday, and it turned out that everybody did, because she apparently had a lot of them, a lot of them after the after their set, and you know, had a bit of a night. You can't ask her to tell you about it because she doesn't remember, but ask Devin sometime. It's pretty great. And then Cuff the Duke played. I think that was the first time we'd ever seen Cuff the Duke in town. We got to be Cuff the Duke fans that night. And then the Sadies, of course, came on and absolutely blew us away, as they did so many times over the years. And I want to play a couple of things, two or three things off that fabulous record that they were touring at the time, called Stories Often Told. We'll hear the title track later on in the program, I think. But I got to play you this one, an absolute showstopper moment. Every time you saw it, I've seen them do it 100 times, I'm sure, and it never stopped being amazing. Yesterday, when I got the news that Dallas had died, I was teaching classes, and every class, I was like, you guys have to see this. And I'd pull up a video of Dallas and Travis doing their thing in this song. And, you know, I expected the kids to hate it because they hate country music and they think everything I listen to is country music. But every kid was just like, what? What are, how did that, if you never saw them do it, you got to pull up the video and see it. But they play each other's guitars, and, it's just, it's a thing that I never got tired of. And, I just can't believe I'm never going to see it again. I'm having a hard time with it. Here's the Sadies with Tiger Tiger. We'll be right back. It's always a favorite. Every year, right around this time, when the weather is kind of exactly like it is right now, I sing that song to myself. Why would anybody live here? I ask myself that over and over. So I always love that one. That's Robin Hitchcock helping out on that one. Those are a couple songs from Favorite Colors. We heard Why Would Anybody Live Here and Why Be So Curious, Part 3. Before that, a couple of songs from Tales of the Rat Fink, a motion picture soundtrack where they came up with instrumental tracks and named them after all of their favorite places to play. And so I thought I'd throw the couple of Winnipeg nods in there, The Times Change and The Pyramid. And they sure did have some great shows at both of those places. And we'll be forever grateful to Johnny Scholes for bringing them in this past summer. And to whoever it was, whether it was Jane or Terry, I can't remember who was smart enough to tell me we should really go to that. I think it was Jane. Because I don't know, the Sadies are just one of those bands that I take for granted. Like I'd seen them 100 times, and every show I felt was exactly the same. But the thing is, every show was friggin' phenomenal. Like, it was just unbelievable. So you get to thinking, well, I've seen that show before. Do I need to see it again? And the answer should automatically be yes. Of course, you idiot, you need to see it again. So I'm glad I got to see them at the Blue Note Park this summer. What a great, great time that was. Man, oh man, thank you, Johnny Scholes. And a couple from Stories Often Told, we heard Lay Down Your Arms and Tiger, Tiger, the show stopper there. Let's go to this album. This is the one that was produced by Gary Louris, I think, this record. Here's one you might have heard it in one of those shows.
Up all night and day, packing things to go away, to leave my lover for a while, across from sea to sea. When came the time to say goodbye, my love, she looked me in the eye. She pleaded with me not to go, and told me of her dream. Emily, what's this vision that you see? Was it just an eerie dream, or should I stop and take heed? Emily, what's this vision that you see? Come on, just let go of me, I gotta leave. Emily, she squeezed my hand and kissed me sweet. The van was waiting on the street. I smiled and said I shall return, and started down the road. It haunted me through all the shows, just what she saw, how could she know what great misfortune I may come to since she let me go. Emily, what's this vision that you see? Was it just an eerie dream, or what else could it mean? Emily, what's that vision that you see? I'm so many miles from home, Emily, Emily. Thank you.
We bend to the wind.
My days are torn apart. Should have changed my point of view before it all went dark. I can't change what's done is done. I've seen so much bad.
Sadie's there from their most recent record, Northern Passages, Another Season Again. We got to take a quick break. I'll tell you about more of those songs, and we'll play some of Dallas Good and Friends after a short break. Stick around.